The president tries to build a bridge to voters. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In the Hill District of Pittsburgh, we're providing funding to revitalize the area by making sidewalks and streets safer for pedestrians and drivers.
President Biden ticking off a lengthy list of Pennsylvania projects from infrastructure funding as part of his broader pitch to midterm voters that his economic plan is working, countering Republican arguments it's sinking the economy. He's with Senate hopeful John Fetterman, the state's lieutenant governor who's running against Dr. Mehmet Oz. Illegally purchased U.S. components showing up in Russian weapons platforms on the battlefield in Ukraine, leading to an arrest announced by the U.S. Attorney General and his German counterpart.
Attorney General Garland, in his talk with German Minister of Justice Marco Buschmann, heralded the indictment of Russian nationals who sought to use U.S. technology in the Russian aggression in Ukraine.
On Monday of this week, our partners in Germany arrested one of the defendants, Yuri Arkov.
Buschmann said he will work with the U.S. to prevent Russian violence against Ukrainians.
There must be no safe havens for the perpetrators of war crimes.
Garland says the Justice Department will hold people accountable for war crimes. President Biden has openly called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Britain needs a new prime minister again, just 6 weeks after Liz Truss took the helm. She's stepping down, leaving the Conservative Party to pick a replacement.
Some of the ministers saying that their constituents are telling them that they want former Prime Minister Boris Johnson to be the next one to step back into the job, even though he was voted out only a couple months ago.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. The opposition Labour Party says new elections should be called instead. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Funerals and memorials begin after last week's mass shooting in North Carolina.
A memorial service for 16-year-old James Thompson is taking place tonight at a church in Raleigh. His 15-year-old brother Austin is the suspect in last week's mass shooting at a popular river trail. Austin is in critical condition at a hospital. His parents released a statement this week saying they didn't see any warning signs that he was about to shoot his own brother and kill others. They wrote that their son inflicted immeasurable pain and they are overcome with grief for the innocent lives lost. One of those killed was Raleigh Police Officer Gabriel Torres. The Marine veteran's funeral is scheduled for Saturday. Susan Karnatz, Nicole Connors, and Mary Marshall were also killed. Marshall's family has scheduled a memorial event on what was supposed to be her upcoming wedding day. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A town employee facing criticism for lowering fluoride levels in the water has resigned. Months after the revelation, the water in Richmond, Vermont had half the state recommended levels of fluoride. The outgoing water superintendent, Kendall Chamberlain, in a five-page resignation letter, says the town's actually been out of the recommended range for more than a decade. Florida's governor announces more help in areas hard hit by a hurricane.
Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida says he will order a delay in property tax collections for owners of homes and businesses impacted by Hurricane Ian and will task the legislature to further address the state's homeowner insurance crisis.
It costs way more to replace a roof today than it did just 3 years ago. So we need to do everything we can to push back on that and fight for a more competitive market where rates are incentivized to go down.
The governor speaking in Fort Myers says the Florida legislature will meet in special session before the year's end. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Stocks turning lower. The Dow's now down 75 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.